Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday, baby! Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is right here on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, South Carolina. Great to be with you again. I am Rob Brown, back in the palatial ESPN Network studios, pushing the buttons, switching the switches, levering the levers, or whatever you do to levers. My main man, the great one, Lonzo, is at the helm today. What's up, fella?
Got that Friday feeling. How you doing, baby?
That was creepy, but I liked it. It is. It's a Friday feeling. We got, it's not just Friday, Lonzo. It's divisional playoff Friday. We got a full weekend of NFL playoff football ahead of us. The NBA's going well. The NHL is underway. 2 days deep in the season, the Carolina Hurricanes get themselves a shutout 3-0 win against the Detroit Red Wings last night. If you're a sports fan, though, good time to be alive.
Absolutely, although I'm nervous about this weekend, but I'm sure we will get to that eventually.
Yes, we will get to that, as a matter of fact, almost immediately, because, yes, indeed, we do have an NFL divisional round playoff football. We're going to give you X's and O's today. We're going to give you breakdowns. I'm going to give you betting advice. We have got a lot to break down. And, of course, we'll end it all off by giving you our picks for the weekend. Good weekend for me last weekend, 6-0 on the books. Zoe, 5-1 for you. I think we only disagreed on one game, correct?
Daggone Washington football team. They almost did it.
The Washington football team. The only L that Lonzo took last week. Was it enough, Zoe, to sour you on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Or do you think they might be upset-minded? We got the battle of the old goats, 42-43, Breeze and Brady going at it this weekend. Any chance? Don't give it away yet, but any chance you're taking Tampa Bay on the road at New Orleans?
Let's see. Former Michigan quarterback. I'm leaning one way or another.
Fair enough. There are two separate ways to be leaning. That works for me.
Unless you fall on your face, then you're no longer leaning. But, well, anyway.
Yeah, well, once you've fallen, you can't lean anymore by definition. So don't do that with your picks this week. It'll look bad. We had a good weekend. We had a great weekend last weekend. Again, disagreed on just one game, if I recall correctly. I went 6-0, Zoe 5-1 in the playoffs so far. I think I was 4-2 against the spread last weekend. So I'll look at the Vegas lines, and we'll give you thoughts on those coming up again as well. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN is the number to to call into the show today. Want your thoughts, give us your picks, give us your selections for who's moving on to the NFC and AFC championship games next weekend. Who's going to be hosting, who's on the road? We'll get into that in just a little while. Text us 713-0771. 307 is the number to text the program. Start your text with ESPN so that it filters through to Lonzo and I. We will be happy to read them on the air and take your thoughts on the air. We've got a lot of football today, obviously. I'm going to get into the NHL as well. Yesterday, Lonzo broke down our UFC fight night, which is not, I don't know, Zoe, it doesn't have, UFC fight afternoon doesn't have the same ring to it.
It's nighttime somewhere, as it is over there, yes.
True story. This one coming to you from Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. That one's going to be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. About an hour later, excuse me, right around the same time, we'll have our kickoff of the divisional round games for the NFL. Obviously, as we mentioned, a ton of NHL news as well. So we're going to be busy today. Want you to be a part of the program. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. We start our show, as we do every day, with your lunch break down. The three things you have to know as a sports fan before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the wall. Atlanta Falcons, I know they've got a solid fan base here. They now have a new head coach, or at least are one step closer in the process to doing so. The Falcons have made an offer to Arthur Smith to become their new head coach, according to ESPN's Diana Rossini. Smith has been the offensive coordinator for the Titans of Tennessee the past two seasons. They tapped the 38-year-old to replace Dan Quinn, whom the Falcons fired along with general manager Thomas Dimitroff on October 11th after an 0-5 start. Raheem Morris took over as the interim head coach and led the Falcons to 4 wins. However, he also led them to 7 losses, an overall record of 4-12. The Titans under Smith ranked 4th in the league in scoring during the regular season, averaged over 30 points per game under Smith, and finished the regular season averaging 396.4 yards per game, good for 3rd in the NFL. The Titans' rushing attack posted 168.1 yards per game, 2nd only to the Ravens of Baltimore, who tipped almost 192 on a game-by-game basis. Tennessee achieved balance under Smith as well, which is, I think, what made them the most made him the most attractive to Atlanta. Running back Derrick Henry's 2,027 rushing yards were the 5th best rushing total in NFL history, and he became just the 8th player to surpass the 2,000-yard plateau. Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown finished with 1,075 yards through the air. Teammate Corey Davis ended the season just 16 yards short of that 1,000-yard mark as well. Smith joined the Titans in 2011 as a defensive quality control coach and has served multiple roles in Tennessee, including offensive quality control coach, offensive line assistant, and tight ends coach. Smith also interviewed with the Jags, the Lions, the Jets, the Eagles. The Jags have officially hired Urban Meyer. We're going to talk about that a little bit as that news went 100% official after the show yesterday. The Falcons had a remote interview with Smith on Monday. They flew him out to Atlanta for a second interview on Wednesday. The team did also interview Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady, and Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. The Jets announced yesterday in our third coaching move that they have reached an agreement in principle with Saleh to become their new head coach. That brings us to item number 2, and that is the official signing. Contract has ink on it from Urban Meyer to Jacksonville. Now, we talked a little bit about yesterday what would happen if he ended up there. Is there a possibility that he might pass over Trevor Lawrence in order to bring in Justin Fields, a fellow Buckeye? Of course, Herb was there in Columbus for a handful of years. Would he bring in a guy he's had a man crush on the last few years during his time as a college football analyst? I have been looking at multiple NFL, I guess, experts is the word I'll use here, and their thoughts. And Lonzo, I'm seeing very, very, very few people who think that Urban Meyer and the Jags will do anything except take Trevor Lawrence, which I think is the right move ultimately. I think that's the right decision between the two, but it doesn't seem like Justin Fields jumping Trevor Lawrence really has any grasp, according to the most of the NFL experts.
Now, see, when this happens, all these people are going to be taken aback. It's going to come out of blue. Never seen this, because they cannot fathom the fact that maybe someone would pick a quarterback over Trevor Lawrence. I did see earlier this morning, I think it was Bart on GetUp saying that they should trade the pick to get Deshaun Watson. But I haven't seen anything about getting Justin Fields. So we'll see. And if it happens, you heard it here first.
Zoe, the soothsayer himself, bringing you that news. We'll keep an eye on that, obviously, see if anything new comes out of Jacksonville. And finally, item number three, our third new NFL head coach. We mentioned him just a second ago. Robert Saleh is now signed as the head coach of the New York Jets, coming off of one of the worst seasons in franchise history, have agreed in principle with the 49ers defensive coordinator to be the new head coach. The agreement is for 5 years. The 41-year-old, interviewed virtually last Friday, established himself as the front runner for the Jets. On Tuesday, he flew to New Jersey for a second interview, and on Thursday, after the Jets concluded a second interview with Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, who we just mentioned a moment ago, has taken the job with the Atlanta Falcons, the Jets held internal discussions and decided to make an offer to Robert Saleh. There was a lot of competition for this guy. Received interview requests from 6 of the 7 teams in the NFL head coaching market. He is also expected to bring 49ers passing game coordinator Mike LaFleur, who is the brother of Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, with him to serve as offensive coordinator. The Lebanese American now joins Brian Flores of the Dolphins, Mike Tomlin of the Steelers, and Ron Rivera of the Washington football team as the only four active minority head coaches in the league. The Niners will receive 2 third-round compensatory draft picks as part of the NFL's new hiring incentives, initiatives to incentivize an expansion of the candidate pool. Saleh obviously replaces Adam Gase, who went 9-23 and was fired immediately after this season was over. This one's kind of interesting to me because this was the hot name in the coaching pool. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago that the Detroit Lions, when they were ready to move on from Matt Patricia, decided that Robert Saleh was a candidate, and they actually had, and this blows my mind that this happened, they actually had politicians from both sides of the aisle coming together, offering help and advice and guidance to the Lions to bring Robert Saleh in to be the new head coach for the defensive Lions. It's impressive, Lonzo, when your franchise is so bad that you can unite politicians at this time in our country to move on from a coach and hire another one, which makes it exactly 0% shocking that the guy that they asked for is not the guy that the Lions ultimately hired.
I just want to say it's never a good idea to involve a politician in anything you do, but that's just my opinion. What I'm shocked by, first of all, I had no idea. I hadn't heard this guy's name, really. And just suddenly he's the guy and everyone's going after him. What happened to Bieniemy? Is it a foregone conclusion that he's going to be in Detroit and that's why he's not being interviewed? Because he was pushed so heavy this entire year that you knew for sure that he was going to end up as a head coach somewhere. If he doesn't, why is that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I still think that there's plenty of time for him. The Jags are out of the market. The Falcons are out of the market. The Jets are out of the market. The Lions are still in the market. The Texans are still in the market. But keep in mind, so we do know that Eric Bieniemy has gotten a couple of interviews. I know he interviewed with the Falcons. They passed on him. I believe he interviewed with the Jets weeks ago, but I don't remember off the top of my head if that's 100% accurate. I want to say he did, but what's interesting about Eric Bieniemy, from what I've understood, despite the fact that he has been pushed by a lot of people, Deshaun Watson, remember Deshaun Watson told the Texans that that was the guy they wanted to interview. He wanted them to interview Eric Bieniemy. He thought that Bieniemy was the guy that could come in and be the head coach he would want to play for. The Texans declined to interview Eric Bieniemy, or at least they have thus far. Now that Deshaun is apparently telling people in the media in Houston that he is open to a trade, You got to wonder if the Texans will step back on that and go ahead and interview Eric Bieniemy. But from what I understand, Lonzo, he apparently has been tanking interviews. The Falcons offered him an interview. He interviewed with the Falcons, and apparently the Falcons were entirely unimpressed by his by their feel of his leadership skills. He may know the game, but they don't feel like he's going to be a leader, which is the exact opposite of Robert Saleh. Saleh's defenses have been good but not incredible. He's a good football mind, but not a great one. But what the Jets liked about him and what the Lions liked about him before they ultimately got beat out by the New York Jets is that the guy has incredible leadership skills. The guy seems to be a guy that is able to basically captivate and own a room and get people to buy into what he's doing and saying and what he wants to happen. I got to tell you, there's a combination of both of those things you got to have. But I think when you look at the best coaches in the NFL over the past couple of years, there's a common trend between them. And we will address that when we come back in just a minute because I think it fits this conversation. My name is Rob Brown. My man Zoe back in the studio, my co-host, executive producer, pushing the button, switching the switches, and popping that seductive voice onto the microphone. We're back right after this. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. We're going to start breaking down our four divisional round playoff games coming up here in just a minute from right now. We'll go game by game through all four of them and give you who we believe moves on to the NFC and AFC championship games. And that'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But before we get there, Want to talk a little bit about head coaches in the National Football League, because there is something that has been going down with the hires so far this offseason that I think speak to a belief that I have held about coaches in the league for the last couple of years. And that is this. It is important to have an X's and O guy. It's important to have a guy who knows football, of course. But to me, over the past few years, it has actually become more important to have a guy who knows how to lead and be a good communicator to keep a cohesive locker room. If you look at the teams that are still alive in the National Football League playoffs right now, the Cleveland Browns, the Baltimore Ravens, the New Orleans Saints, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs, etc. All of those teams, if you go coach by coach by coach down the line, I think you will actually see that each of those coaches are as much, if not more so, a leader than they are a football guy. Now, Sean Payton is known for being a mad scientist with his offense, sure. But if you look at the Chiefs, the Packers, the Saints, the Bucks, the Ravens, the Bills, the Rams, and the Browns, what you will notice, at least to me, Lonzo, is that all of them have an incredibly cohesive locker room with the exception of the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers are the only team that was facing consistent scrutiny about the relationship between their head coach and their quarterback all year long. Consistent scrutiny about the relationships in the front office. Now, they've got enough talent that they have been able to overcome it. Aaron Rodgers has been good enough that they've been able to overcome it. But outside of that, whether it's Harbaugh, whether it's Andy Reid, every one of these coaches is known more for developing a locker room full of guys that are very much on the same page than they are known for their X's and O's. I would argue maybe with the exception of Sean Payton. Zoe, you might put Andy Reid in that group. But the other thing you're going to find is if you go look through the comments of players about their coach for as long as those coaches have been at the reins of the teams they have in the NFC's divisional round of the playoffs, you will find that those players all talk about the guy, not his football knowledge, not his scheming, not his X's and O's. They talk about the man. They talk about the guy. When Patrick Mahomes talks about Andy Reid, it's from a place of love and respect. When you look at the locker room after a Saints win, those guys are jumping around with Sean Payton. He's not a separate thing. He is one of the guys when it comes down to it. That is what I think NFL teams are starting to look for in a head coach. Dan Quinn wasn't that guy, out of a job. Bill O'Brien, not that guy, out of a job. Doug Marrone, not that guy, out of a job. And they're being replaced with guys who are less brilliant X's and O's technicians and more guys that teams will gel and coalesce around and leave the X's and O's up to coordinators. That's why Robert Saleh has been such a high-value target. That's why Urban Meyer was targeted to come to Jacksonville. That's what Arthur Smith's reputation was during his time in Tennessee. So I think we've had a fundamental shift in what NFL teams are looking for in head coaches, away from brilliant football mind and towards, can we get the 53 men on a Sunday wearing helmets to line up and go to battle with this guy and do so with good chemistry, because that appears to be becoming more and more important year by year.
Does that mean that those guys, those X's and O's guys, those guys who are just, you know, I'm worried about winning and I don't care about all that other stuff, are relegated to college football? Or do they go away completely?
No, I think college football, they end up in a better place there. And I think a good chunk of the reason for that is in college football. While obviously you want cohesion and you want your team all on the same page, you know, at the end of the day, college football coaches have far more control over their team than an NFL coach does. An NFL coach is working with a lot of guys that basically have just as much power over what happens to them as the head coach does, right? Like a head coach, there are some head coaches that can get a guy shipped out, right? But the players have the ability to get themselves shipped out, which can take a team. I mean, if Deshaun Watson gets himself forced out of Houston, it forces them to a rebuild, even if that's not where they're ready. So I think the fact that players have as much power over what happens as the coach does leads you to a spot where you want a coach who can get them on the same page. And yeah, I think that's a spot on. I think genuinely brilliant X's and O's guys are probably going to be more successful at the college level from now on.
So, you know, I get it, and it's a trend. I don't know how long this trend will last, but so if you're an aspiring college football coach, you've got to look at these other guys and become more like them to make it to the NFL, because that's what it seems like. If the trend continues, then you're going to have to change who you are in order to reach to the highest level.
Or you just don't reach the highest level, right?
Well, the college salaries are not bad.
No, not at all. Not at all. I wouldn't turn one down if anybody wants to hire me. I'm just saying I'm a great guy to get along with. No, I think it really is. And that's one of those things is I don't know, though, that you can teach someone how to become a great leader of men, right? I think that's one of those things. You either have it or you don't. You're either a natural-born leader or you're not. And now you can get people to come around to follow, even if you're not necessarily a great natural-born leader. If you have immense amounts of success, then folks will start to line up behind you just to learn the way that you did it and to follow you because they know they'll be successful too. The problem you have in the NFL is you can't really just build up success as a head coach and really not do it as a relative unknown anymore, right? We see coaching retreads happen all the time. And sometimes it works, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, and sometimes it doesn't work. So you're going to start seeing over the years, it's going to be more and more difficult without years of experience in the NFL to get a head coaching job to learn how to be a leader. You either got to prove that you are at the lower levels, the coordinator spot, quality assistant control. And Arthur Smith's the perfect example of that. Guy's the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That dude roamed the sideline as a defensive quality control assistant. Defensive quality control. But guys got in line with him. They liked him. They wanted to play with him and for him. And so then, within just a few years, he's a coordinator. And a few years after that, he's a head coach. I think that if you have that type of personality, if you have that type of ability, if you have that innate skill set that makes you a person that people want to rally around because they believe that your leadership will bring you to success, that's more important to being a head coach now than being a great X's and O's guy. And I think we're starting to see that fleshed out by the recent NFL hires. Just my theory. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. When we come back, let's put game one under our belt, shall we? We'll go game by game as they're being played this weekend. So game number one, prediction, preview, and picks. Comes up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and all around the world on your radio.com app. Put it on your phone, tablet, laptop, desktop, microscopic brain chip implant, whatever digital device you use, and make sure you're listening to the show and the station 24/7 around the clock. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN, 71307. Got a text that said, "Hey guys, Rob, I'd love to hear what your top NFL pick for betting is this week, whether it's a spread, over, under, etc." I'm going to give you some betting tips coming up in the next hour of the show, so make sure you stick around for that. I'm going to give you some weekend thoughts if you want to add a little cheddar to the old bank account. But we're going to go game by game before we get there, and we will start, of course, with the first game that is tomorrow afternoon at 4:35. A pair of QBs out of Cal set to go up against each other. Aaron Rodgers, an MVP-worthy season that took some time to get into a bit of a rhythm, but he absolutely got there. Rodgers led the NFL with 48 passing touchdowns and a 121.5 passer rating this season, the first player in the last 10 years to lead the league in both metrics. And as Matt LaFleur's system started to come together, took a little time again to gel, did Aaron Rodgers inside of that system. But since then, the guy has looked absolutely phenomenal. Aaron Jones out of the backfield, Devontae Adams on the outside. Rodgers has been lighting defenses up all year long. Had a couple of missteps here and there, but for the most part, they looked pretty good start to finish. This one's going to be up in Green Bay. This one is going to have a starting kickoff temperature of 32 degrees at kick, which is not ideal for the LA Rams. However, I do think that sometimes we tend to get a little lost in the discussion about climate, right? Like Tampa, or talk about Green Bay. They've played a couple more games in the cold. They're a little bit more familiar with it, but it doesn't inherently mean that they have an insurmountable advantage here. Here's the thing. The more I've thought about this game, Lonzo, the more I'm considering a Rams upset pick. And the reason why is that old adage, we've all heard it since we were in high school, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. The Rams defense has been one of the best in the NFL all year long. They're going to be going to Green Bay. It's going to be cold, but outside of that, the weather should be relatively nice. Aaron Donald says he's 100% good to go, ready to go. He was able to get to Russell Wilson and disrupt the Seahawks' game plan last week. If he can get to Russell Wilson, he can get to Aaron Rodgers. I'm not quite ready to go out on that limb yet, Zoe, but how nuts am I for thinking the Rams' defense could create an upset here?
You're not nuts for that. You are not. When it comes to cold weather, though, it does affect you. I don't know what it's like to play in warm weather. So my entire limited football career, as it was all in the cold in Ohio in the middle of winter, not being able to feel my feet at the end of every season. So if you're a warm weather team coming into the cold weather, I really think it does affect you, because when you hit someone, it hits back because of how cold it is. Yeah, they have all these cool things. They have hand warmers. They can get warm on the bench. They have all this kind of stuff. But when you get out there, especially when you're the lineman and you're down there and it's nasty, it does affect you. And I know a lot of people have been talking about Jared Goff's thumb, and it will be affected by that. If you've ever had this is old man talking here, as someone with multiple injuries and reconstructive surgeries, you go into a colder climate, you feel it. When the rain comes, you feel it. If there's a chance of snow, you feel it. I think that's going to affect him. And if it comes down to a shootout, you're going to go with the guy who's more comfortable in the weather. Also, the guy who just has been kind of under the radar with Aaron Rodgers this year, because last year all we heard of was LaFleur, and then we heard about them drafting another quarterback and how things are not meshing, and maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to be out of Green Bay, and he just quietly went about doing his thing and getting the number one seed. And the only thing that has me concerned about Green Bay is they've lost pretty big this year when they lost. So it is possible for them to get behind and play a bad game and lose. But I can't really lean towards that upset.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced about it. I'm going back and I'm looking through the Packers' schedule over the past few weeks. And, I mean, first off, you got to go a ways back just to find a game that they ended up losing. They did lose to the Colts. That one was on the road. That one was in overtime. That's the most recent loss for the Pack. It was way back in week, 9 or 10, 11, somewhere in there. So it's been a while. They put up 35 against the Bears to end the season, 40 against the Titans the week before that. They did have a shootout with the Panthers, and that one was up there in Green Bay. And they had a shootout with the Lions the week before that. The Packers are not a team that's unbeatable. Here are the things that I need to see happen if the Rams are going to pull an upset in this one. First one, Jalen Ramsey has got to be a machine this weekend. There was not a better QB wide receiver combination in the NFL this season than Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams. NFL's MVP this year, possibly, maybe, probably going to be Aaron Rodgers, a league best 70.7% of his passes, 4,299 yards, led the league with 48 touchdown passes, which is 5 interceptions, and NFL best 121.5 passer rating. Davante Adams set a single season franchise record with 115 receptions, 18 touchdowns, 1,374 receiving yards, and did not play in a full 14 games. He's back. He's fully healthy. And since he's gotten fully healthy, they have been a dynamic duo that has basically been largely unchallenged. But the Rams' passing defense is very good. The Rams' defense is very good, but they are the best in the NFL when it comes to pass defense, giving up less than 191 yards per game. Jalen Ramsey is a big part of the reason why. The former Jaguar finds himself as easily the most important piece of the puzzle this weekend, not named Aaron Donald. He's got to keep Davante Adams in check. When Rodgers was targeting Adams this year, a 136 passer rating to one wide receiver. Davante is going to be argued as one of the best route running wide receivers in the NFL. However, Ramsey limited opposing quarterbacks to a 73 passer rating when he was being thrown at, and was a huge factor in the Rams allowing an NFL low 17 touchdown passes this season. Ramsey allowed just one on his own. According to Pro Football Focus, Ramsey allowed 0.53 yards per coverage snap to rank first in the NFL amongst qualifying quarterbacks. If Ramsey can keep Davante Adams from having himself a day, then the Rams will have a much better shot at this. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. The second part of that plays right into that hands. Aaron Donald cannot allow Aaron Rodgers enough time to allow Devontae Adams' routes to develop. The Rams have to get to Rodgers. The battle is in the trenches here. Aaron Donald was dominant this year once again. 13 and a half sacks, good for second most in the NFL. A all-pro season, added 2 sacks last week in the win against the Seahawks before he had that rib injury. He is expected to play on Sunday, but he could be limited. And obviously, as Lonzo will likely be able to tell you, Zoe, it's a little more difficult to breathe, especially with a rib injury, when that air is icy cold. It makes it, and especially when your chest muscles get all tight from the cold, they can't loosen up and relax, makes it a little tougher to breathe. And for a guy with a rib injury, that's not great.
Oh, it definitely does. And, you know, while you were talking, I looked up the weather report for Green Bay because I had heard there was a chance of snow. And it's according to, they actually have a nice accumulation scale. It's going to start snowing right around noon. And by between 6 and 7 o'clock, you're going to have over a half an inch of snow.
Oh.
So you got to throw that in there, too, because that's definitely a factor.
I'll say this. I'm going to argue this, and I want you to tell me how nuts I am here, though. I actually think that helps the Rams, and here's why. The most prolific aspect, yes, they, of course, the Green Bay Packers, have a very, very good running game out of the backfield with Jones. But the bread and butter for the Packers has been Aaron Rodgers getting outside of the pocket, throwing the ball down the field to Devontae Adams and others, and making plays down the field. If it is snowy, and I know that Green Bay has that that turf warmer, so it doesn't really get muddy and slushy per se, but it will still get a little wet and slippery. The left tackle, the all-pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari for Green Bay, is out. They're working with a couple of backups across the offensive line, if I recall correctly. That creates a situation where being able to run the ball and being able to successfully win in the trenches becomes the most important part of the game. I'll take Aaron Donald and the rest of that defensive line to win a straight-up fight against most offensive lines in the league. I think that if it is snowing, I think it gives kind of an edge to Cam Akers in the running game of L.A. and the defensive front four of L.A., which is where the game gets won and lost to me.
You know, I agree with you, but I also want to remind you that Aaron Rodgers, he can run.
He can sling it.
Yeah, he can run.
On the run.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying he can tuck the ball and run when he needs to, and it's a playoff game. So if they're going to be leaving him to where with some open lanes, he's going to take off and run. But I do agree with you. If the snow is visible enough to where, you know, it gets in the way, I think the advantage would be for the Rams.
Yeah, I think it really does. You wouldn't think that. I mean, just basic intuition would say, well, if it snows, it helps the team that plays in the snow. But I don't think it does in this case. I think it helps the Rams. In the third key to my game here was the run game. It's run game v. run game, right? Like, we know that Aaron Rodgers can get outside and throw the ball, but Jalen Ramsey and that Rams defense, which has been lights out, locked down all year long, I think is going to probably provide the biggest challenge to the passing game that Aaron Rodgers has felt all season long. And if that is the case and it becomes a game of who's going to run the ball better, I mean, Cam Akers has been in fuego the past few weeks. Jared Goff's got the surgically repaired thumb. John Walford has been ruled out because of the neck injury, which of course means the GOAT Blake Bortles will serve as the backup. Cooper Kupp is banged up. Don't have a status report on him. So it falls on Cam Akers. The offensive line of Los Angeles gave up just 25 sacks this year. Green Bay's defensive line produced 41. They had a good year. But this is one of the better offensive lines and rushing attack in all of football. Here's what I'll say about this. So I don't think there's a team in the NFL playoffs that matches up better to go get a road win. I don't think there's a team that matches up better to go get a road win at Green Bay in the NFC than the LA Rams. I think they have a better shot at it than Brady. I think they have a better shot at it than Breeze. If there's a team that can go to Green Bay and win, it's LA. If Green Bay wins this game, I don't care whether it's Tampa or New Orleans out of the other side of the bracket. Who, if somebody's got to go to Green Bay next week, they lose. The only chance Tampa and New Orleans have, I think, is to be rooting heavily for an L.A. upset of Green Bay and make the Rams come to either Tampa or New Orleans next weekend.
So who you picking? When we picking? We picking now or we picking after the break?
What do we got? Tell you what, let's pick after the break. It's already way past our time.
Oh, what a tease.
I know. It's almost like that's what they tell you to do in radio school. How about that? So when we come back, Lonzo and I will give you our official pick on the record for Packers-Rams, our first game on Saturday. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Time to go on the record. Packers-Rams, game number one on Saturday. We're going to break down our other Saturday game and our first Sunday game in the next hour. Then we'll break down our final Sunday game to open up the 3 o'clock hour. So make sure you stay tuned for all 3 hours of the Rob Brown Show to get all of our picks for the weekend. The Rams, as we mentioned, I think they match up really, really well for the Green Bay Packers. Here's the problem that they bump into. Even if Jalen Ramsey can lock down Devontae, even if he can take Aaron Rodgers' number one target away from him, the Packers are also really good running the ball, and it's going to come down to Akers v. Jones in the backfield. It's hard to say that. If this game was in L.A., I might be pushed over the edge to go in full upset, but it's going to be hard for me to do that. Green Bay comes out in a close one, Lonzo, 24-20 Packers.
I also have Packers, but I'm going to say 21-7 Packers.
Oh, Packers defense on lockdown this weekend, says Lonzo.
I don't know if it's so much their defense as it is ineptitude by a quarterback with an ailing thumb.
That's a good point. Jared Goff banged up thumb, which means that the Packers are likely going to throw probably 7-8 in the box relatively consistently to try to lock down Cam Akers, because again, this Rams offense does look one-dimensional, especially with Cooper Kupp banged up last week. It kind of takes your escape valve away from the Rams. I mean, he was always a guy that if it's 3rd and 4, things weren't going well, Cooper Kupp's always going to be open across the middle. He's banged up, might not be 100% efficient. I don't have an issue with that pick, and I kind of lean the same direction. All right, so we both got Green Bay at home to knock off the Rams. When we come back, we'll lean into our second game of Saturday. Baltimore's at Buffalo. Plus, I just found something on Twitter a moment ago that absolutely blew my freaking mind, and I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!